have a son, I don't know what I'm doing.
See now, yeah, Nate the musician says this is the original punk band.
Yeah, the Who predates him, but...
No, wait, this is totally pre-Who.
No, it's not. Who was early 60s? Kinks are late 60s. Nate, you can correct me, but I'm fairly certain of that. Pete Townsend was breaking guitars in the early 60s. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm fairly certain the old footage. The Kinks were... I remember watching the Kinks. I saw the Kinks in 8th grade.
Well, see, the old Charlotte Coliseum. That was in the 50s.
Stop it. Great show, by the way. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, they formed in 1964. Okay, so when did the Who... Come on. They both form in 64.
Well, it looks like we got a tie.
No, there's no tie. I'm with Nate.
Of course you're with Nate. Anything to go against me, we're good.
But I love The Who. I mean, Who, as far as me, as I go,
absolutely.
The Who is one of my top, well, two bands of all time. For me, personally, I don't say for everybody
else. What I love about all four bands you just, well, actually all five that you just played, is each of them have made their mark in music, and their music is enough different that it's, you can listen to all five and be completely contented at all times. Like, if you just had those five bands and that's all you could listen to in life, you'd be so pumped. Because you would have a little bit of variety. You'd have great music. It'd be awesome.
See? Yeah. I mean, that's all I play is great music around here.
Until now.
Classic tune. I mean, this is like one of those too.
You know, you leave objects on this side of the thing for me to throw at you, right?
I mean, come on. If you're on a desert island.
I would die. I would die. This would be the enemy. I would start swimming with the sharks.
I mean, you know how everything comes together? Like,
no,
this is perfection.
This is ripping everything apart. This is awful. It's not in the way you've been treated. This is so bad. You realize that, right?
I mean, this is perfect.
It's not. Oh, I thought of something we gotta talk about when you come back.
All right, what do you want to talk about? I'm already over that. What do you want to
talk
about?
What do you mean? Don't you have to play some commercials and earn some money or something?
No, I saw that on my list of songs. I thought, oh, this will be good.
This is awful. This will definitely poke the grizzly bear on the other side of the table. That's exactly what you thought.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So,
do you get all your commercials in? I don't want you to like.
No, I got a whole slew of commercials still.
Why don't you play one and then we'll come back?
Why am I going to play? Really?
I don't know. Or I'll talk right through it. Don't kid yourself.
No, let's see. I got, as far as commercials go, I've still got.
I just want to make sure you keep
your
job.
I got like 5 minutes of commercials. I got like 5 minutes.
Okay, so what do you want to do? You want to talk and then commercial? Or?
Yeah, I want to talk for like 10 minutes. And
so
then
I saw one of the scariest things I've
ever
seen.
Little Nas to play.
So I've been working on this thing. I'm going to keep pumping it because I want to. TheStokeLab.com.
All right, you're starting a website.
Yeah, and it's magazine blog format. It's going to do podcasts. It's going to do us. We're going to take us into the interweb.
Okay.
And so there's a site out there. It's called inertia.com. It's a surfing, skiing site it's quick to the point, quick hitter type stuff. So yeah. I went to the site, and they have this drone footage of a tiger shark cruising Miami Beach. It's on Instagram. It's this guy who does drone stuff. But anyway, so this tiger shark is just cruising down the beach in waist-deep water. There's a guy standing there waist-deep. The tiger shark is between him and the beach, just cruising.
Yeah.
Not happy.
Okay.
That doesn't do me well.
Now, is a tiger shark more vicious than a great white?
Nobody will eat you. You're a snack. You're a Scooby snack.
Did you see that video where the dad was droning his kids in the water? And he had the drone over them in the water and saw this big black shadowy thing coming towards their kids. Did you see that?
Okay, so this video is not, the water's clear. You can see the shark. The shark is 14 feet long. And
where
it's just
can I see
cruising.
This? I mean, this is radio. I'm having a hard time visualizing this thing.
It's on the inertia.com. Has a couple different drone footages of
Shark. Why is it not on stokelab.com?
I've actually put it on stokelab.com because I thought it was pretty wild.
Okay.
But I'm not live yet, so I have to wait. You have to wait.
Why aren't you live?
Because I have to fiddle with it. I've got a couple things I got to sort out. But I'm getting close.
Boy, I hope I recorded the show.
Yeah. If you didn't, then you're going to have one less podcast on it.
Anyway, it's the David Bach Show with Thor Jensen, 937. Just got a few more minutes
Shark,
left.
Shark, waist deep water, 14 feet long. Not happy. Do you know how much time I've spent on the water? A lot. Yeah. Well, no, but I'm saying when I'm near the water, I'm in the water.
You ever been zapped by jelly?
Yeah, they suck.
I got slapped by a jelly and never had any idea that I was even going to get close to one. I had no idea what was going on. All I know is I wanted somebody to cut my leg off.
Yep. They hurt.
Nobody told me that I just needed somebody to pee on me.
Pee on you.
Have you ever had that done to you?
Yeah, I have actually.
Did it work?
Yep.
It
I hate
does.
To say it. Yeah, it works.
See, I went to the hospital in total pain.
Yeah.
But I had no idea. I was in Hawaii. I didn't even think about it.
14-foot tiger shark.
They don't have jellies.
Waist deep water.
They don't have jellies in Lake Michigan. Okay? Up in Charlevoix, there are no jellies.
Fresh water.
There are no jellies.
There's nothing.
Where I'm out in Hawaii, and I'm way out there, and all of a sudden, my leg is killing me.
The only thing that's going to get you in Michigan is a Loch Ness Monster.
There's no such thing.
Correct. See? Nothing's going to get you.
No, that's why...
And you don't even have water moccasins or cottonmouths. You don't even have like snakes that'll eat you either because it's too cold.
What's the name of that private golf course in Charlotte that you were telling me about?
Private golf
course. Or some really nice golf course up
Belvedere?
There.
Belvedere?
Yeah. Where is that?
It's just south of town.
Just south of Charlevoix?
Yeah.
Thinking Amazing. About moving back. Does Christy's family still live there?
Yep. Sister's there.
I need a lakeshore property.
They can make that happen.
Right on the lake.
Christy's.
I want lakeshore.
Step. Bant-ish.
And then
like
I'll join that club.
Thing as a real estate person.
Tell you that. When I went back to Michigan,
it's because it's summer.
Yeah.
You weren't there in December. We've had this conversation. We've covered this ground. November. You do not want
to
be up there.
Okay, fine. You want to go back to stupid sharks, fine.
If you want to just be up there for the summer, more power to you.
I can't afford to live that lifestyle.
I'm just saying that's the only way. You can get a little cottage thing on a smaller lake. You don't have to be like...
No, I want to be on the big lake. Yeah. I want the lake. I want the sun plunging into the lake.
You know, last week when we were talking about women's soccer, men's soccer.
Yeah.
By the way, I was right.
You weren't right.
I was right.
You weren't right about anything.
They made exactly the same amount of money last year.
No, both they teams. Didn't make the same amount both of money.
Both teams. Yeah, they had to publicly put it on record. Both teams.
I can show you the stats.
It's $5.1 versus $5 million.
No,
that's what the men's team, I just went through this. I looked it up.
I was talking about soccer in general.
No, I don't care about soccer in general. It's not about soccer in general.
It's about
the women's team. It's about the women's team earning equal pay to the men's team in the United States.
And how much do they get paid? Like $1,500 or $3,000.
All those, it's not enough because the men are making money, way more money in their pro leagues than the women.
Okay,
so women are like living with other people.
You want
to
take it there? Okay, fine. We'll make it merit based. Okay, so
yeah.
when the boys start getting good again, the girls are making nothing. We'll pay them nothing. Then
nope.
then we'll
no,
be good.
No, it's not merit based. Pay them.
Well, so that's
they
what,
just
that's
won
what
the
I'm
World
saying.
Cup. Pay them. Pay them.
I'm not saying don't pay them.
Pay them as much.
I'm
as
not
you,
saying
pay them as much to the men because the women are bringing just as much income in as the men are.
Right, with the men
to
that
U.S.
Did,
soccer.
Right, the men that didn't make it anywhere.
Correct.
Yeah.
They stink.
Okay.
And they just lost to Mexico. Nothing against Mexico because Mexico's really good, but the United States lost. Win. Try winning.
All I'm saying is it's fine. Pay them the same. Whatever. It's to compare the two. When was the last WNBA game you played? Watched. When was the last time you watched?
None.
Exactly. When was the next last LPGA sport you watched?
Oh, I watched the Women's Open.
Oh, that's just because they're all cute. It's just terrible.
I watched the WNBA finals. I watched one of those games. Actually, you know what
just
I did
pay
watch?
Him. Just pay him.
You know what I did watch? I watched Notre Dame UConn girl women's basketball. They're good. Man.
That was that. They are good.
UConn's
that
was a
good.
Heck of a game too. Notre Dame won.
And last week I told you I was terrible, and you didn't even chime back and tell me
terrible in what? At golf?
No, on this show. Huh? I sent you a text last week. I said, "Damn, I was terrible," and you were good.
Oh, I wasn't gonna bag on you. I wasn't gonna make you feel worse.
Oh, I hate you. But yes, you should pay the girls the same. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Is this okay?
This is Matt King, right?
It's not Matt King. It's Lil Nas and Billy Ray.
Oh, God, you still won't play my music.
This has been like on that top of the...
Yeah, and Lil Nas came out. I think it's awesome.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I love this song, by the way. Riding on a horse. You can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that. We missed Happy Roots last week. Ain't nobody tell me nothing.
See, I just had a call from somebody who said that I can get some lakefront property. Where the hell is Ironton?
Ironton is the south side of Lake Charlevoix.
So that's closer to Arcadia, which is good.
Yeah, and it's also fairly close to Belvedere. It's close to, yeah, there's a bunch of horses up there. And actually you go right around the corner and get to all the Boyne Mountain stuff pretty easily.
Great
road bike riding right outside of Ironton, too.
It's a David Box show.
Since your iron bike. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. Hat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows stress I've been through all.